Ottawa, the federal government denies they have been trespassing on Saskatchewan farmers' land. Earlier this week, Battleford's MLA Jeremy Cockrill, who is Saskatchewan's environment minister, posted a letter to social media and warned the federal government to immediately stop trespassing on farmers' land or face significant consequences. Several MLAs and Premier Scott Moe signed the letter. Farmers from three communities in southern Saskatchewan reported to the provincial government that when they approached the federal employees on their land, the agents admitted they were testing the nitrogen levels in dugouts. This isn't true, however, maintains Federal Environment Minister Stephen Gilbolt. Environment and Climate Change Canada, ECCC, is currently looking into the matter internally, and has become aware of an incident that occurred on August 11, in Ponce, Saskatchewan, where water scientists were taking samples near a highway when a landowner approached the scientist to inform them that they were in fact on private land. The ECCC employees left soon after, Gilbolt's office told SaskToday.ca in an email on Thursday. ECCC is also looking into the other two locations, though have found no record of them so far. Gilbolt's office also told SaskToday.ca that ECCC routinely conducts water monitoring across the country and has done so for over 50 years across provinces and territories. Science collection activities such as this is an important function of the Government of Canada, and ECCC coordinates such activities for other departments, such as Health Canada. There are strict protocols in place that scientists must follow to ensure everything is in compliance with laws in the areas. ECCC staff have been collecting samples in water bodies at targeted sites across Canada for Health Canada this year. No nitrates or other nutrients are being sampled as part of these sampling activities. ECCC is reviewing sampling protocols to ensure they are consistent with area laws before doing any further sampling. Gilbolt also issued a public letter to Cockrill. Departmental officials are not testing water for nitrates or nutrients related to farm runoff, he said, adding their study isn't related to non-regulated, voluntary goals of the Government of Canada in an effort to reduce emissions from agricultural fertilizers. Gilbolt said that the claims in the media about this incident compound other misinformation regarding the voluntary nature of fertilizer emission reduction goals, mischaracterizing work that is voluntary, unregulated and being done in partnership with Canadian farmers to reduce emissions, not fertilizer use. In the future, any issues regarding federal scientists should be dealt with in a mature and informed manner, said Gilbolt. As a measure of good faith, Environment and Climate Change Canada is reviewing its sampling protocols to ensure they are consistent with area laws before doing any further sampling, he said. Cockrill responded to Gilbolt's letter on Twitter saying, "Today's response from Minister Gilbolt attempts to invalidate reports by landowners. Producers have valid concerns about the federal government coming onto their land and conducting testing on dugouts, which are outside of the federal government's jurisdiction, without permission." Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. @CrimeCopsCourt_SKTODAYLJOY @GlacierMedia.ca Story updated to reflect statement from Federal Environment Minister Stephen Gilbolt's office to SaskToday.ca.